there is a major topic that I wanted to talk to you about, fam. I know it's been a few days, and I've actually recorded a bunch of segments, but I haven't published them just because they became out of context. So I'm going to stay on it more, and I will be coming back with some more, Swole World episodes where I do it throughout the day when I get back on that a little bit more, giving you more summaries, because technically every episode, everything I say could be a Swole World depending on, because it's something that I did today. But this is a very topical segment right here, because I've been getting a lot of messages from people that are playing the victim card. And being a victim is ever so much more worse when you don't admit to yourself and you can't self-reflect and you have no self-awareness that you are playing the victim card. It's one thing to understand and be able to communicate and discuss when that is the case, but so often it's complete obliviousness, if that's even a word. And what I mean by the victim card is feeling sorry for yourself, but it doesn't necessarily mean consciously. It means that in your speech, in your language, in the foundational level of how we communicate with ourselves and with other people, there's negativity. There are words, apologies, there are reasons, excuses, walls, and things that you put up and that these people put up. Sorry, I'm going to get this net. In order to justify not having what they want. And sometimes they just don't realize it. And it's so evident. It's so evident, and it's scary because that's a very, very dark road. And these people tend to lash out. These people tend to get extremely violent emotionally or physically. I mean, we've seen that with, you know, I mean, honestly, on extreme cases, we've seen that with things like socialism and communism, where people want equality. They get angry with people that have more, and they get angry, and it becomes a dictatorship. It flips the script. You act like the victim, and then that anger and rage or that oppression for anyone else that's different, for anyone else that doesn't have your same situation, and it becomes, obviously, very chaotic. And I know that was an extreme jump, but just the psychological aspect and the emotional aspect of that, in that severity, there is just pure weakness, fear, and it's almost a lack of existence. It just comes off as this lack of control when everyone in this world has the same control. And it's not much. It's not much. No one has a lot of control in their life. I have as much control as the next person. Really? What can you control that I can't control? What can I control that you can't control? And if I can control something more than you can, it's because I've taken the steps in order to have something more so in my control, or, you know, with my schedule or with my health. I might have more control physically with my body because I've trained it that way over the course of my life. If someone else has not, they're not going to have the same physical control. But we can't control the weather. No one can control the weather. I can't control what other people do. You, the next person, no one can control what someone else does. And when we forget that we're all humans, when we forget that the playing field is so much more even, so much more even. A lot of this is just smoke and fucking mirrors. It's so even. And we emotionally create this huge, huge obstacle in our way, but it's self-created, self-inflicted. It doesn't really fucking exist. It's not a real obstacle, but emotionally we create this huge wall that can't be overcome, that just gets in the way. And that goes directly for fat loss, especially, or wanting to get in shape and just despair. Leads to depression and nothing's possible and I'm not worthy and it's not for me and I can't have this. I really want to exercise. I really want to do this. I really want to eat healthy. I really want to join your program. I really want to, whatever it is. But I have this. But I have two jobs. But I have two kids. But no one's helping me. But, oh, I'm so sorry, or I wish, or I hope, and I try, and fuck, can we get some strong words with fucking balls, with some pussy, with some fucking stones, with some fucking gusto? Can we get some words that actually give a person like a fucking physical presence in this world? You can't use those bullshit words, especially when discussing and explaining your own fucking life. I have people messaging me with these really pussy, wishy-washy, just fucking lame, weak-willed, just bullshit words. Words that, like, it's like maybe, or I hope, or I wish, and this fucking stuff that it's filler. It's filler. It doesn't mean anything. Those words don't mean anything. That conditional shit doesn't fucking matter. The future, I hope, I wish. It doesn't matter. None of those things have any substance. You know, I can hope and wish all the fuck I want. Ain't gonna make a difference. And you might say, well, hope keeps someone alive. There's a lot more than just hope. What I mean is, you can't sit on your ass and fucking do nothing about it. What are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? And are you just looking for a fucking handout? I give away so much shit for free. I offer things for free. Free online trainings. I offer so much stuff for free. And yeah, I got services too. And I offer that to people. The free stuff. And some people are just so fucking sensitive. And it saddens me. I can't please everyone. I can't tell everyone the truth. And some people I tell the truth to, they get really fucking upset. Even when I'm not being mean. But they take it as mean. And it's frightening, the response. That little cowardly mouse who's so sorry and, oh, such a struggle, turns into this fucking bear. And just lashes out with anger. And it scares me in the sense that that's human nature. And that's what happens when big mobs of people that are fucking victims get together. They want to help everyone. They love everyone. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to bother you. I wish I could do this, but I have so many things against me and working against me. And I have so many things not to my advantage, blah, blah, blah. And then you show one sign of weakness or one, you make one thing that can be perceived in a certain way or something. And then all of a sudden that whole crowd, that mob turns into a fucking raging, psychopathic, destructive force that can destroy a fucking country. And yeah, again, that's extreme, but that's what happens. It's this subconscious entitlement or conscious entitlement without merit. We're all in the same boat. And I know this is long-winded, but we're all in the same boat, especially when it comes to our fitness in this world. I have a body. If we're all stripped down naked, no money, no cars, no watches, no nothing. We're both naked. What now? I'll be more muscular than you. But you get my point, right? We're all human beings. Even playing field. We're all humans. What did some people do? And proof is in the pudding. You get some people that might have certain advantages when they're younger, but come on. Come on, what's holding you back? Two jobs? I know people that are fucking in great shape with two jobs. You have kids? No one fucking told you to have kids. Your choice. Your fucking choice. So don't pretend like being a single mother or a single father or, you know, oh my, that's not a crutch. Your decision, not maybe not to be single, but your decision. It's a responsibility. You fucking took on a massive responsibility. What now? What now? Are you going to hide behind your kids? Or are you going to hide behind the fact that you have so many things that are challenging? Welcome to life. People that are famous fucking millionaires are killing themselves left and right. Robin Williams, Anthony Bourdain. A lot of people are fucking drug overdoses. Like, it doesn't mean anything. People that grew up in the gutter are making millions because they're driven. What do you want? What do you fucking want? What do you want out of your life? What are you willing to sacrifice? How hard are you willing to work? The money that you need for whatever you want, it's there. And people get it. How come person B, C, D, and E got it, but not you? Why not you? You could be super successful. You could be super in shape, all this, with kids, with family, with jobs. It's just not your number one priority. And I encourage all of you, when you're talking to other people, when you're talking about your life, let's say you're having a conversation and you're explaining something that you did or something that happened to you, like a story about you, or just, you know, let's say you're having a conversation with a friend and you're just updating them. Hey, and they say, hey, what's new? Don't use the word I tried. Don't use the word, you know, when you talk to a stranger or anyone, hey, sorry to bother you. No pity, no self-pity, not even your words. Even if you're, because, and here's the thing, you say, well, you know, I don't, if you feel like you're not being a victim, but you're using victim words or victimized words, then yeah, there's something deep that you're not confident about. There's something deep that is unsettling that is exactly what I'm talking about. Because if you're confident, strong, and you're a fucking person that knows what's up and knows themselves, you don't use negative shit. It doesn't come into the conversation. It doesn't. It doesn't stink like fucking body odor. It doesn't smell like strong, overstrong perfume, because you're not covering shit up. And the sad thing is, people that are victims, they don't realize that they are. But when you're not, and you understand yourself, and you know your own shit, and you're trying to be truly fucking authentic and real with people, one, you can't please everyone, and two, there is something to be said about truth. A lot of people can't handle the fucking truth. The phrase, the truth hurts, the truth doesn't hurt. The truth doesn't hurt at all. Certain people let the truth hurt. The truth is the truth. That's just what it is. The truth is the truth. Done. End of story. But some people let the truth hurt. So it's not the truth's fault. The truth is the truth. It comes down to you, always. Your fault. Your bed, sleep in it, or learn how to fucking make it, at least. Learn how to make the fucking bed. Take a look. Start turning the camera around and think about yourself. Before you're quick to blame someone else, before you're quick to jump down someone's throat, before you're quick to lash out or to place blame or a reason why you couldn't get something done. Think about yourself. Why couldn't you do something? Because, boom, excuse. I'm not saying I'm perfect. We all make excuses sometimes. We might not realize that they are. They might be small ones. They slip out. There are reasons why certain things can't happen. It's still an excuse to an extent. it's a reason why you couldn't get it done. Maybe you could have planned better. Okay, so I guess that kind of is an excuse, an excuse in the past. Think about it. Think about it. Start to think about it. And don't be a victim. Don't be a victim. Don't be someone that always points fingers. Don't be someone that can't have what he or she wants because of all these reasons and all these things and these people and my schedule and my money and how much I make and how much time I have and my kids and my feel sorry for me. No one's gonna feel sorry for you. We feel sorry for you. No one might sympathize. A lot of people, I mean, we all say things in different ways. We all communicate differently. And more importantly, we all take communication. Some people can take criticism. Some people can handle the truth. And just like Jack Nicholson said, you can't handle the truth. And a lot of people can't handle the fucking truth. So I'll leave you with that. Long rant. Good rant. And if you liked it, let me know. Hit me up on social. Peace out, fam.